"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pitbull, Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John and Ken Show on demand on the iHeartRadio app. We're on the radio 1 to 4, and after 4 o'clock, you go to the app for the John and Ken On Demand podcast. Maybe you missed things today. For example, we talked to the son of one of the Unabomber victims.
Yes, that was the first hour, so you can pick that up in the 1 o'clock hour from the podcast when it's posted next hour. He agreed to talk to us. His father survived the bomb. It was a mail bomb, but is now passed away. He was involved in genetic research, particularly with Down syndrome. So puzzling, of course, why a madman like Kaczynski picked his father. But you should hear the interview if you missed it. It'll be available in just about an hour or so from now at KFIAM640.com or the iHeartRadio app. One more shot at dippity-doo here while we're, because tonight Newsom's full appearance with Sean Hannity on Fox News will air the entire interview. I don't know if it's a full hour or what it is, but they only issued a couple of preview clips, so we'll have some more audio tomorrow. He got back on Twitter last week. Remember last week when he had the 28th Amendment idea?
Oh, yeah, that one.
Yeah, I know. They come so quickly, you forget all of his stunts.
Every day, it's some nonsense.
Yes.
The 28th Amendment.
The House Speaker, Kevin McCarthy, is, of course, from California and criticized Newsom for putting out his dopey constitutional amendment idea. So Newsom fired back with this. Well, hey, Kevin, what we need is for you to own up to the fact that you represent the district with the highest murder rate in our state, and you're doing nothing to address it.
Well, wow. But that is a non sequitur.
Well, Newsom's tried this before, where he says that the red states have high murder rates, but what he conveniently overlooks is that it's actually the blue cities within the red states.
Yes.
And in this case, it's probably a blue city in McCarthy's district that has higher rates, and they're generally controlled by progressive Democrats. But beyond that, there's little that McCarthy can do. You know, a lot of legislation on crime comes from the local level. State laws, right?
Well, and also
and local police efforts.
Like here in Los Angeles, we have an inept, inert police chief, and we have a lunatic district attorney. So, right. So of course, criminals are running amok because nobody's prosecuted. Gascon's got 10,000 cases on his desk, unprosecuted. 10,000. Well, what do you think's going to happen? And then they, you know, you let all the people out of jail and out of prison, and you get all the drugs, and they're on the street, and they're acting insane, and they commit crimes. Well, that what's Kevin McCarthy going to do that? He's running Congress in Washington, D.C., 3,000 miles away.
Right.
He represents, I guess, the Bakersfield area, but he doesn't have control over that's Kern County. That's the Bakersfield Police Department. That's the Bakersfield Sheriff's Department. And they all have to deal with all the insanity that comes out of Sacramento. It goes back to Newsom. If crime is bad in certain cities, what percentage of that is caused by state policies? And then what percentage is caused by local officials?
He's another one of these that just wants the knee-jerk thing. Oh, we just got to get the guns out of everyone's hands.
But it's just, yeah, it's like stupid.
That's their approach to the high crimes
but
and the murders.
But it's stupid stuff. It's these one-line bumper stickers, you know, that works maybe with extreme partisans. Like, oh, yeah, you tell them, Gavin. It's like, stop it. You're not even close to addressing. You're not a serious person. He is not a serious person. He's this character that he's now morphed into. And yeah, just blurts out weird slogans and weird jargon. But he's not somebody, you gotta change the way you're doing business in California.
Yeah, he's like a mad bureaucratic dork. He just spews all sorts of little phrases, tech jargon.
If you're letting out all these prisoners out of the jails and out of state prison, well, what do you think is going to happen? What do you think is going to happen? You won't even prosecute fentanyl dealers who kill teenagers. What do you think is going to happen?
Now, listen to this. There is a California Assembly member, oh, of course, from San Francisco. I think he was once a supervisor. His name is Matt Haney. Well, he would like to put before the voters a constitutional amendment for the state to enshrine in the California Constitution, I knew it was coming, the fundamental right to housing. So, insisting that this does not mean that everybody gets free government housing. He just wants to enshrine it in the Constitution. He said nothing in this amendment gives everyone free housing from the government. It simply recognizes housing as a fundamental human right. Well, one should do that. Where do you think this leads? What will the courts decide when cases are brought about people having a right to housing and the government needs to pay for it then?
No, they're going to order the government to build the free housing.
That's exactly what this is. He's hiding the truth here.
Well, yeah, this is more cheap headline, bumper sticker policy, and the real consequences are down the road or in the details. All right, because once somebody files a lawsuit, you know, the ACLU will find some vagrant in the street who's, you know, vomited on himself. And it's like, oh, okay, I have a right to housing. That's a big word, housing. What the hell does that mean?
Yeah,
exactly?
And then that becomes a debate, right? What is housing? And we've watched this thing come down the slope here. It started out, I just throw them in a shelter. And then it moved to throw them in a hotel room. And now it's no. We want our own apartments with full supportive housing. We're going to live alone in our own beautiful apartments.
New York.
That's where this has gone.
New York had a right to shelter. But
it's a different word, right?
Yeah, you were obligated to take the shelter, even if it was just a cot. You know, in a gymnasium, you had to go in there. Now that program is busted because you've got thousands and thousands of illegal immigrants coming, so now they're all over the streets.
Listen to the way this is worded, which is why I got really suspicious about this. Basically, the constitutional amendment is worded, the measure would make it a shared obligation of state and local jurisdictions to report, protect, and fulfill the right by all appropriate means as specified. Well, that to me means we're paying for it. And people always ask this question. Yeah. They sometimes email us this question. When we put these homeless people in, quote, permanent supportive housing, who pays for that in the long term? Is there some plan down the road that the homeless who are now housed will get some kind of a job and pay at least some subsidized rate or something for? I've never really looked into that. What does that turn to?
I don't know.
The state hereby recognizes the fundamental human right to adequate housing for everyone in California. And there it is. It's a shared obligation of state and local jurisdictions to protect this right. Yeah. I think this is a bad slippery slope we could get on if we pass this thing.
Because they'll sell it with a 30-second commercial. It'll get a misleading ballot title and summary, which is how they sold Prop 47. All the tricks they used on Prop 47, they'll bring out and use them again. And the average doofus, when he stumbles over to the voting booth, is going to see that and go, yeah, well, I guess that'll solve housing. You just make it a requirement that everybody has to have a house. Sure.
And here's a hint. The ACLU went nuts for this. They love it. A right to housing is the tool we need to end barriers and ensure that everyone has a stable and permanent home in California.
Well,
thank you to the Assembly Housing Committee.
Yeah, that massive tax increases. And now you're going to reward the thousands and thousands, the hundreds of thousands that come from other states to live here. They bring their drug addiction and their mental illness here, and now we're required to give them a home? Why? Do you know how many people come here from out of state and we have to give them a home?
I think this is the direction we're heading in, though. Well, remember last week we talked about that idea by that nutty young assembly member from the Bay Area for social housing? That's what they'll do with this.
Okay,
if this constitutional amendment passes, they'll be grabbing all sorts of tax money to build social housing, which is nothing but government-run housing.
And it's not going to work. There's not enough money in the world to guarantee a home for everyone if you're not earning money yourself. You have to earn money yourself and then use that money to trade in for a house. You have to earn the money. You can grab only so much from other people. You've already grabbed too much. That's why people are leaving. Why do you think all the wealthy people are leaving San Francisco? They've been taxed out their rear end, got nothing for it but misery, so that they've given up and they've left. You're just going to get more of that. So this not going to work. You're not going to build much housing for anybody. And you're going to get more and more people from everywhere. Oh, my God. This is one of the worst ideas in history.
Yeah, once they learn that we're providing free houses.
Yeah.
All right, we got more coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
On the radio 1 till 4, then after 4 o'clock, you might have missed a lot. Go to the iHeart app for the John and Ken on demand podcast.
Oh, apparently Fox News spat out another clip. Newsom, the interview that airs tonight with Sean Hannity will be 6 p.m. our time. This one, John, is about homelessness. And the old famous Newsom, we own this. Here's 40 seconds.
This state has not made progress in the last two decades as it relates to homelessness.
Why?
Because housing costs are too high. Our regulatory thickets are too problematic. Localism has been too impactful, meaning people locally are pushing back against new housing starts and construction. I've been here 4 years. I can't make up for the fact in 2005, we had an historic number of homeless under Republican administration.
Right now, there's 171,000 estimated. Okay.
Disgraceful.
And all right, I'll compare to Florida again.
Oh, yeah.
26,000.
Of course.
Okay, same weather, similar state. I mean, I've lived in both.
Dynamics are very different. That said, we own this, Sean. I'm not here defending this.
170,000 to 26,000?
But we have more people, but
not that many more people.
No.
I think we have maybe twice as much, twice as many.
Yeah, well, we have 40 million, just under 40 million.
I think they've got around 20 million. Eric, look up...
21.78.
Okay, so...
22 million rounded.
Okay, so not quite double. So if they have 26,000 proportionally...
And we have 39.24 of the numbers in the last census.
Okay, so let's round it off. It's almost double. If they have 26,000, if we had the same proportion, we'd have 50,000.
And we have 171,000.
Right. Because our policies create homelessness.
But did you hear what he said? He went the housing route. Too many NIMBYs blocking projects. We can't build. We can't build more homes. This is too much localism. Why they passed that bill, to take away
he changed the
zoning decisions.
He changes the subject. Florida doesn't have NIMBYs? Yeah, they do. Human nature is the same all over the place. Of course, they have NIMBYs. Nobody wants homeless projects in their neighborhood. So that's a load of hash.
Well, he's talking about, I mean, Florida has been on a housing building boom, though, for years. That's
but
what
they're
he's
not
about.
They're not building it for the homeless.
They build right up on the oceans down there.
Multi-million dollar condos. That's what they're building. Because when I went to Sarasota last year, In fact, my wife was just down there, and she came back. She says there's multi-million-dollar condos being built all over the place in Sarasota.
Right, but then the rich people move into those, and the middle-class people move into the rich people, and then the poor people move into the middle-class people. Then the homeless people can move into the poor people's homes. The idea is if you have more homes, you have more places to put people. Period.
Unless you just attract more wealthy people to come to your state to fill up the new homes that you're building. They're not building homeless homes for anybody. There's no money in that. What developer does that? None of them do. All I know, because I know somebody who's got a brother who is in this game, and you donate to politicians and you get a housing contract. You get to build whatever you want for the rich people. And then you put a few units with a separate entrance in the back of the building for affordable housing tenants. It's a game. It's a small number of the units. But you get to satisfy the quota they're looking for. In the meantime, you reap a fortune building upper middle class and wealthy condos for everyone else. It's all the same building. And then you get 100 of these contracts, and you're building them all over the state, and this guy became a billionaire. He became a billionaire developing housing. He would get the government contracts as long as he put in a handful of affordable apartments. So the government isn't serious about this. The government gives huge financial incentives to build condos for rich people. And he just changes the subject. He is the king of changing the subject and trying to suck you into a rabbit hole. He 2005, we had a historic number of homeless under a Republican administration. What?
Well, at the time, it might have been historic, but it's dwarfed by today's numbers. That's how he fools you with that one.
18 years ago, there was no homeless issue.
That's when Schwarzenegger was governor.
There was no homeless issue.
No, but it may have been a high number for its time. Maybe it was only 50,000 in the state.
But
that may have been higher than the 20,000 it was 10 years before.
I don't care about his numbers. What it was is nothing anybody noticed. Nothing anybody complained about. Wasn't a political issue anybody was running on. Okay, this guy likes to pull out numbers to confuse people and distract and divert and deflect. No, homelessness was not an issue in 2005. I don't care what he thinks the numbers are. Was not an issue. Homelessness became an issue around 2017, maybe earlier, when they let out all the vagrants from the prisons. That started the homeless thing. And then they announced how open they were going to be to the homeless.
Talk about is Prop 47, which deterred punishment for drug users, and it reduced the chance to put the drug users into treatment because otherwise they'd face a felony.
Yeah.
And that has led to more vagrants who have drug problems on the streets, yes.
Those are drug users on the street. Those are drug users who used to go into the system and either go to jail.
Or go to treatment.
But once
was kind of the choice they had.
Once they started letting out the prisoners, it pushed the drug people out of the local jails. They chose not to put any more drug people in local jails, chose not to give them treatment, and our homelessness exploded. Direct result of the 2014 decision. And by 2017... it hit critical mass, and we could all see it.
I mean, what Newsom did there brings us back to where we always are on this issue. This is the housing first crowd, which is completely wrong on the issue, because once again, people in their sane mind who cannot afford the housing, they make other decisions. And what they do is they move somewhere else. They look for a job somewhere else. They move to the Inland Empire and find an affordable apartment, and they commute. They do not squat on the street and camp. Those are mentally ill people with drug and alcohol addiction problems, by far.
Yeah.
No one in their right mind does that. And we've had to say this so many times over the last 10 years. I'm getting tired of saying it, but that's where our opinion diverts from this crowd that just thinks it's a housing issue.
They're lying. They're lying. They want the housing. Newsom wants housing projects so he could reward Democratic donors. That's what the housing system is. It's like homeless funding. It rewards Democratic donors. It gives lots of jobs to democratically, politically connected people. That's what it is. That's so everybody can make six figures. If you're a developer, you can make seven figures. It's about repurposing tax money and funneling it to Democratic supporters who then give a kickback to the politicians, either legally or illegally. Look how he dodged when Hannity said, compared Florida. Similar weather, similar state, Hannity said. And Newsom said, well, the dynamics are very different. That said, we own this, Sean. What is that? The dynamics are different. What dynamics? What are you talking about here? You have more than triple the rate of homelessness than Florida. And it is the same weather. It is a similar state. What are you talking? And what's we own this mean? I hate that phrase. We own this means what?
I don't know. That's his way of trying to pretend he's taking responsibility.
To try to
but end the we is everybody in California. We're all responsible.
And it's
which is not true.
Our regulatory thickets are too problematic. Well, who sets that up? You do.
All right, we got more coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
He might as well drop out of the race now.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/concertweek to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Now I'd like to introduce you to Meaningful Beauty, the famed skincare brand created by iconic supermodel Cindy Crawford. It's her secret to absolutely gorgeous skin. Meaningful Beauty makes powerful and effective skincare simple, and it's loved by millions of women. It's formulated for all ages and all skin tones and types, and it's designed to work as a complete skincare system, leaving your skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. I recommend starting with Cindy's full regimen, which contains all five of her best-selling products, including the amazing youth-activating Melon Serum. This next-generation serum has the power of melon leaf stem cell technology. It's melon leaf stem cells encapsulated for freshness and released onto the skin to support a visible reduction in the appearance of wrinkles. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews, why not give it a try? Subscribe today and you can get the amazing Meaningful Beauty System for just $49.95. That includes our introductory five-piece system, free gifts, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All that available at MeaningfulBeauty.com.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
All right, so tomorrow, of course, there's the Trump indictment in Florida, which will be a media circus, and we'll also have complete coverage of Dippity Doo's interview with Fox News' Sean Hannity. It's going to be a special airing tonight at 6 o'clock our time, and they've been parsing out some clips to get people interest.
Why doesn't Dippity give us a call?
Yeah, that didn't happen when he ran.
Yeah, come here.
Both times.
Come here. Because I'm not, I mean, I got to be fair, I got to watch the whole Hannity exchange.
I don't think he rolled over Hannity.
No, I don't think so either. But I want to see if he really, because when Newsom made a statement like different dynamics, the bleep does that mean? Different dynamics. Tell me what's different about Florida at 26,000 homeless from California with 170,000 homeless. What is the different dynamics? It's a pretty wealthy state. Oh, and they do that without an income tax, mind you, right? How many extra taxes are we paying for homelessness? We got two taxes right here in L.A. County for homelessness. Record amounts of homeless spending in Sacramento. They don't have any of that in Florida. How come? Yeah. They don't have special homeless taxes.
Do they remove the homeless from the streets in Florida just quietly? Is that what they do? I don't know
what they do.
I haven't followed them on that issue because it's not an issue there as far as I know.
They don't have a problem. 10 years ago, I didn't know what we did. Was never discussed. Wasn't a problem. All I knew about homelessness was there was this Skid Row thing where all the drug addicts lay around and we just let them slowly die, which is what we're doing now. We're letting everybody slowly die.
Well, we're all slowly dying. Well, let's be honest.
Well, we're dying a little slower than the people in the street.
Okay, it's relative.
They're on the fast track.
Nobody lives forever, so we're all slowly dying. Some people more rapidly dying.
Yeah, they're going for it.
We have another story from the world of dead Jeffrey Epstein. He's been dead like 5 years now, but there's still stuff that's happening. This is a big payout by J.P. Morgan, the bank. See, the deal is a woman filed a lawsuit. And this was last year because New York State was allowing this sort of window of time dealing with sex abuse claims. So she must have got a smart attorney because going after a big bank like J.P. Morgan, well, that's big pockets. The complaint was that J.P. Morgan facilitated Jeffrey Epstein's alleged sex trafficking abuse by allowing him to remain a client and helping him send money to his victims. She said she was abused by Epstein from 2006 to 2013, 7 years, and trafficked to his friends. And the money that was paid to her and other victims came from J.P. Morgan. Now, he was a client of J.P. Morgan from around 1998 until 2013. And in between that time, he pled guilty in a Florida state court in 2008 to soliciting prostitution from a minor. So the argument was being made that they should have well known that Jeffrey Epstein was withdrawing money and holding money in accounts at their bank to pay off his sex trafficking work. And J.P. Morgan decided not to go to court and instead to hand out a massive $290 million settlement to the accusers.
That's probably a day's worth of profits from all their investments, but that'll be a lot of money for these victims. By the way,
I don't know how many are involved, and of course the lawyers get a big cut of this.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, that's why the guy took the case. By the way, how do you allow yourself to be abused and trafficked for 7 years? Yeah, somebody explain that.
Were you like 8 when it started? I mean,
there's no door to run out of.
Yeah.
I will not understand the mental dynamic of a lot of victims when you have a situation. I mean, you get attacked suddenly, right? There's nothing you can do. But right. 7 years? I mean, it's your life? The hell?
Yeah,
I don't know anything about this woman, but I just have a lot of questions.
I wonder how old she was during those years because, there's a fine line between prostitution and being sex trafficked as a minor.
I wonder what secret...
Not a fine line, a definite line dealing with age and consent and all that.
Yeah, you wonder what secrets the lawyers discovered or that the J.P. Morgan executives became aware of themselves, and if they decided that we've got to shut this down now. It's like pay any price to shut this down.
Well, apparently their internal compliance team told them much earlier than 2013 that you should probably drop him as a client. And in 2007, an email to one of J.P. Morgan's lawyers connected payments made from a J.P. Morgan account to a woman with ties to Epstein. The email discussed news reports at the time where the woman said Epstein bragged that she was his Yugoslavian sex slave.
Yeah.
And that should have been a hint that this money's going towards bad things.
It was the next year he was pleading guilty to prostitution with a minor in 2008.
Right. So, in 2012, 1 year before they removed him, two of their executives emailed about Epstein's continued cash withdrawal activities. One of the women who ran J.P. Morgan's asset and wealth management team said the bank promptly exited the account in 2013 after realizing that there were huge cash withdrawals. But apparently these insiders had their concerns, knowing what they knew about him from that plea deal, that some of this money's got to be going towards his
they had to know
his horrible side hobby.
Epstein was in the headlines for this, and all those other instances you said. Plus, when you deposit or withdraw $10,000, red flag goes up at the bank.
Yeah, they have to notify the government, right?
Right, they have to notify the government because it's the bank and the government tracking whether you're involved in a money laundering scheme.
Yeah, there's something up.
Yeah, if you're involved in drug trafficking or human trafficking like Epstein was. So, you know, a lot of times if you don't want to be tracked, you got to take out less than $10,000.
Right.
And so if he was taking out large withdrawals repeatedly over time with his public record, they all knew what was going on. They didn't care. What they would do is they were enjoying having all his money in the bank, investing that money, then charging, you know, their 1% or whatever the fee is to handle all his transactions. Yeah. And, you know, he was so well connected, he was probably bringing other people to J.P. Morgan.
In fact, J.P. Morgan has already sued a former executive. His name was Jess Staley because apparently he was Epstein's buddy. And you're exactly right. This guy knew that Epstein could bring him even wealthier clients besides Epstein's own money.
And by the way, how many of these J.P. Morgan executives might have been shopping with Epstein?
Might have been dipping in?
Yeah. I think a lot of wealthy people in New York and Washington, politicians, business guys, banking guys, they were all enjoying Epstein's pleasures. I really do.
And one day, the real detail will come out, won't it?
Yeah, it will. But, I mean, you know, there might be videos around. There's records. People are going to talk. Somebody's going to write a book. I mean, this hints at $290 million. Wow. That's why I think Fox settled for such a huge amount with Dominion and that voting rights thing, that voting machine scandal.
Oh, the scandal, yeah.
Because I think there was a lot of ugly stories that were going to come out during a trial that Fox decided, you know, we're bleeding enough. We've got to stop this. When you have these kinds of payouts, it's like, stop this before the world finds out what's really going on.
All right, we got more coming up. Johnny Ken, KFI AM 640. We're live everywhere. iHeartRadio app. Well, let's hear it for Hardy people. This story out of Colombia is pretty amazing. You may have heard there was a plane crash that killed three adults, including the parents of four indigenous children, ages 13, 9, 4, and 11 months. And those four children survived for 40 days in the Amazon. That's what I call hardy people. They were eating some of the rainforest fruits. That's probably a pretty good place to get stranded, though, because it's, you know, it's got a lot of trees and vegetation, and probably it rains a bit, maybe.
Yeah,
water.
You got water and you got fruit. You could live on that for a while.
Yeah. The main thing they ate came from a plant, the cassava plant. Apparently, you can get flour, something like a flour from it, and they use that along with berries that they picked from the various trees. I mean, you think about the oldest one only being 13 and 11-month-old, can't really do anything. Mm. They have to be constantly looked after, and the kids are still being rehydrated. They can't even eat food yet. But 40 days is a long time. When I first saw the story, I thought it was 4 days. I misread it. Mm. And then I saw, 40 days?
Well, they had some of the flour in the plane. It was part of the
wreckage. Oh, that's where they got
Yeah, they may have been traveling it because you make like a breakfast farina out of it.
Oh, yeah, farina's the cassava flour that people eat. And after that ran out, they began to eat seeds.
Yeah. It
says here, right.
I mean, they were weak.
The jungle apparently was in harvest. It was a good time for this to happen in terms of the time of year. So there was fruit to pick and to eat. They looked for them. They even sent the rescue dog out. The rescue dog apparently did run into them, but then ran off, and they haven't found the dog yet. But
well, there's a lot of predators in that jungle.
They got close a few times, but eventually they were found. They were found only 3 miles away from the crash site in a small forest clearing. So for 40 days, they didn't get that far. They probably went in circles quite a bit.
That's what you do, I've read. That when people,
without understanding where you are,
there's
right.
something in human nature that if you're lost in a forest and you have no sense of direction, especially if the forest is dark and you can't really track the sun, that you will just walk around in a circle over and over again. I don't know why. I forgot why, or if they even knew the reason why.
You lose your orientation.
You lose your orientation.
Or maybe they always thought, you know, because the crash site is something that rescuers might see. So why would you want to get that far from the crash site, right? Maybe they can see it because the plane, you know, broke trees and made a little mess there. It says here rescue teams did come within about 100 feet of them several times. And again, we're talking about the rainforest, so it's tough to
100
see.
Feet's pretty close, though.
I know that.
I mean, if you're calling out, somebody would have heard you.
Man, maybe they didn't call out.
Yeah.
2 weeks after the crash, they found the plane, but of course, by then, and the bodies of the three adults, but the children were nowhere to be found. And then it took them, as you
plus
can see.
Plus, you're dealing with your parents being dead.
Yeah, apparently the mother she survived the plane crash, and she told the kids, you know, go save yourselves. Don't leave me behind. Don't worry about me.
Oh, but she later died.
She later died, yes. Yeah. No adults. Right.
So they didn't know that at the time. Conway's here.
Hey now, is that plane crash with the kids?
Yes.
Yeah, the Amazon, right? Columbia.
Yeah, that's wild, man. That's going to be a movie of the week.
It is. It's prime for a movie.
The California DMV is changing its disabled parking placard renewal process. I think you have to go in and show them.
Prove you're disabled?
You show them the pins are on the fritz.
Pins are on the fritz.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Well, you know, when you see somebody like rolling into a parking spot, a handicap, don't you always look like,
oh, yeah, like, what's your handicap? Yeah.
There's a lot of people, they don't look handicapped.
Yeah, and he gets out and he's in a jogging suit going into a gym.
Well, you get one, you just put it on forever.
Right, yeah, he stays forever.
Yeah.
Especially and they borrow their family members.
That's right, yeah. Especially a guy with a high-end car, like a high-end Mercedes SUV. Like, I always eyeball that guy. What's going on with that guy? Now, an L.A. family finds a million pennies when they're cleaning their father's home. What is a million pennies worth? 10 grand?
Yeah.
Is that 10,000? Yeah,
10 grand.
Yes. Yeah. Very
good. Thank you.
But the
much.
Thing is, what if there's a real collector's one in there?
Ooh, that's right.
That's what they're debating, because I think they got an offer for 25, and but if they have a really valuable penny, I mean, who knows?
Wait, they're $25,000?
Yeah, somebody's offering $25,000 to take the whole collection.
Oh, the whole thing.
And they'll go through the collection and see.
They'll do the meticulous work, right?
Oh, I see, right. I did that about 20 years ago. I bought a baseball card collection for $50. It's thousands of cards.
Right.
Went through them all. There was like a total of $38 worth of crap.
Oh, no.
After 3 months of going through them.
That's like people buy whole storage units, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah,
so
yeah, yeah, yeah.
To see what they can find in there.
Yeah. And it's usually other people's crap.
The dead bodies.
Right. And also thousands of Reddit communities went dark to protest the company's controversial new policy. How you guys going through the Reddit blackout? You surviving that?
So. I didn't know it was going on.
Yeah.
Okay. Just want to let you know.
Yeah. Okay.
It's sad, but I'm managing.
Yeah. I'm doing okay. I didn't think I was going
to
be this.
I don't
good.
Really have to communicate with strangers. I don't ever have that desire. Gee, I wonder what are strangers are thinking.
Yeah. I'm proud that I'm not more paralyzed by it.
I'm surprised this keeps going on and on.
Really?
I would think people would get bored with it after a while.
I guess I'm just too into Reddit, because I'm doing fairly well without going to it.
Oh, you're really into Reddit?
I think, Valio, what's Reddit?
Yeah, he doesn't. What am I doing?
I don't know.
John, you fell right.
I fell right into it.
Reddit.
Ding dong.
If you read it, then move on.
Yeah, really.
Ding dong. That was wrong with you.
All right, Conway's
all right, come
coming.
On. Yeah. Ding dong.
Here we go.
Crozier's got the news.
Yeah.
Live in the 24-hour KFI newsroom.
Hey, you've been listening to the John and Ken Show. You can always hear us live on KFI AM 640, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday, and, of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
There are choices that can change your life.
Like the choice to start routine colorectal cancer screening at age 45.
It's one of the most common cancers for women and men, and it doesn't always have symptoms.
But there's good news. Routine screening can catch colorectal cancer early and even prevent it.
And there's even better news. You have screening options.
Make the choice to put your health first. Talk to your doctor about your screening options or visit cdc.gov/screenforlife for more information.